Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Well, you probably know all about a Roth IRA, but what about a backdoor Roth? What is it? When does it make sense? How would you do it? We're going to answer all those questions with Wade Chessman starting now.
It's time for the Money Night Podcast with certified financial planner Wade Chessman, president and wealth advisor at Chessman Wealth Strategies.
Welcome in to the Money Night Podcast. I'm Ben George. He is Wade Chessman, certified financial planner and certified kingdom advisor at Chessman Wealth. Wade, you've been on the golf course recently. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling humbled and feeling like I got a long way to go. My goal, I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast, is to break 100 this year.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a ways away. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Yeah, but I'm not going to give up. So
there's some simple things you can do to trim off a good number of scores, but it all starts around the green, Wade. If you can get that short game in order, you'll be breaking 100.
That's what they tell me.
It's easier said than done, though.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. That's right.
Well, we've got a good show today, and this is what we haven't really covered, I don't think, the backdoor Roth. It's one that I'm aware of but not super familiar with, so I think this episode will be good for me. I don't know, people listening as well. And as we jump into this, we should just start with what is a Roth, right?
Yeah, sure. Just to recap, most people are familiar with it, but it's a retirement account that allows you to contribute after-tax money, so money you've already paid taxes on it, into an account. For 2024, it's $7,000. If you're over 50, it's $8,000. And once you contribute to the account, the investment earnings will grow tax-free, and distributions made after 59.5 can also be made tax-free. And there's no required minimum distributions or RMDs. So it's a great tool potentially for estate planning, things like that. And to be eligible to contribute to a Roth, and this is where today's topic comes in, you have to make less than 200, you have to have some earned income, number one, but you have to make less than $240,000 per year if married filing jointly, or $161,000 per year single. You know, for most people, that's probably not going to be an issue, but there are quite a few people out there that can come into play. So that is a Roth IRA in general. It's a great, we love the Roth because it's, you know, it's free growth and free withdrawals, has a lot of advantages, but there are people that are limited in their ability to be able to contribute. So thus the backdoor Roth.
Okay, perfect. Perfect segue then. So explain how, you know, what a backdoor Roth is before we really get into how do you do it, when it makes sense, and all those sort of things.
Okay. Well, so I mentioned there's income limitations on the Roth contributions. There's no transfer restrictions or rollovers where money from one IRA account is moved to another. This means there's a legal loophole that allows everyone to use a Roth. You can just use what we call the backdoor. So basically, a Roth IRA backdoor is simply a qualified rollover contribution or a conversion from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. So most people are familiar with conversions where you convert your money from an IRA to a Roth. And we talk about when we do tax planning every year for folks, this is something we look at. You know, if you have a low income year, or maybe you're just retired and your income dropped and you haven't started taking Social Security yet, that might be an opportune time to consider a Roth conversion where you convert some of your money from your IRA to a Roth. Thus, you pay the taxes now, but hopefully pay less taxes in the future. Okay. Well, with a backdoor Roth, you do the same concept, but it really works well. And really, I would only recommend it for people that don't have existing IRA balances. And I'll get into why that's really important. But let's assume that you have all your money in a 401k, traditional investments, you know, taxable investments, joint accounts, things like that. And you want to make a Roth IRA contribution, but you found yourself having a good year and your income's too high. Mm-hmm. So what you would do in that case is you would make a non-deductible IRA contribution. So lots of people don't know this too. Even if you make too much money to make a regular IRA contribution, you can still make a non-deductible IRA contribution. You may say, well, why the heck would I want to do that? Well, if your IRA is comprised of post-tax contributions and pre-tax contributions, when you go to pull those IRA funds out, the money will come out pro rata. So not all of it will be taxable. So that's why some people put money in their IRAs, even though they don't get a deduction. But in this case, you find yourself with no existing IRA balances, no pre-tax IRAs. You put your money in a regular IRA as a non-deductible contribution, and then you convert it to a Roth. You with me so far, Ben? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, following.
So you make a traditional IRA contribution, you then convert it to a Roth. Now, because your IRA was made up of brand new funds that have with no growth or very little growth, then the conversion is non-taxable. That's the backdoor Roth. So you put it in their IRA, you convert it to the Roth, you've essentially made a Roth contribution through the back door. Now, the reason it doesn't work as well if you already have an existing IRA is because when you go to do the conversion, it will come out pro rata. So if you have a $100,000 IRA and you put $7,000 in it and you go to convert the seven, well, most of that seven is going to be taxed at your current tax rate. So it doesn't work as well for folks that have large IRAs. Mm-hmm. But if you have a really small IRA or no IRAs at all, then a backdoor Roth is a great way to get more money into a Roth. And then there's other things we can do to, Ben as well, where we talk about kind of the mega backdoor Roth, and that's using an after-tax contribution to your 401k. That may be a opportunity to talk about that on another podcast, but that is essentially the backdoor Roth. And if you can do it, it's a great option to save additional money in a tax-advantaged way. There's some reporting that has to be done as far as, you know, you have to report the IRA contribution, and then you're going to get 1099 showing the conversion. You just have to report all that. But if you do it right, it won't be a taxable event. Now, some people ask, hey, well, this sounds too good to be true. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's possible this loophole may go away. It's been around for a while. They've threatened to get rid of it a couple year after year, but so far they haven't done it. So this is one of those things that if you can take advantage of it, probably a good idea to do it as long as you can, because you never know.
Yeah.
The government giveth and the government taketh away.
There's no question about that. And if they see something that might benefit them, I'm sure they'll be happy to reverse it. When does it make sense, though, Wade? I mean, is it a no-brainer if you're in the position and, you know, you have these income limitations in places to use it? Or are there times when, hey, maybe it doesn't make sense for you?
I mean, if you can do it, it makes total sense. I can't really see the downside to doing it.
Okay.
You know, obviously you got to have the cash flow to do it. You have to understand that you put your money in a Roth. You got to leave it in there a while to make it work and all that stuff. But other than that, I can't see a reason not to do it. It's a great option. Now, for some people, $7,000, $8,000 isn't going to move the needle that much. But I think it's a great tool, and I highly recommend it for those that can take advantage of it.
Is it something you need help with? I think anybody that is unclear about things obviously wants to reach out to a financial professional and get help. Right. And, you know, probably want to have the discussion about whether or not it makes sense and whether or not you want to do it. But is it something you can actually do on your own, Wade, or should you?
I mean, you could definitely do it on your own. You just make an IRA contribution, report it, do a conversion. Now, a lot of people would like to have help just because there's some reporting involved and things like that. And, of course, we try to make it easy on you. But, no, I think it's something someone could do on their own.
All right. Very good. Well,
but it's a great tool. You know, I just wanted to highlight it. I think a lot of people are aware of it now, but there's still some people like, what? Backdoor Roth? What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, anytime we can make people more aware of the benefits of a Roth, the power of a Roth, and the best way to get that money in so they can grow tax-free, I think it's always a good conversation to have. So I'm glad we did today on the podcast. Again, if you have questions for Wade about a backdoor Roth, want to talk about that option for yourself or any other investing and retirement planning conversations that are on your mind, you can always log on chessmanwealth.com or you can call 214-572-2120.
And now this month's Kingdom Minute, where we learn what the Bible says about managing money and how it applies to your life.
All right, Wade, now it's time for our Kingdom Minute.
Great. On this episode, I wanted to highlight an article I read by Ron Blue. Many of you know who Ron Blue is. He's founder of two successful companies, and then also Kingdom Advisors. He's been on my podcast before. I was looking at one of his articles, and the title of the article is Money is a Mirror. So when God gave us a physical body and he put us in the material world, he knew that physical beauty and material gain will become very important to us, obviously, in our society especially. However, he wants our hearts. So by giving us money, he gave us a way to look at our hearts. Jesus spoke plainly in the Gospels when he said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So when we examine where our money goes, we see a picture of our hearts. It's easy to become fixated on mirrors and what they reveal about our hair, skin, teeth, physical appeal. We're kind of stuck with what we have, but we're always looking for ways to improve them. But Ron encourages us, though, to walk the path of wisdom and examine the spiritual mirror that God has given you. Examine your financial flow and ask yourself, what does my heart look like? Is it anxious? Is it fearful, doubtful, needy? Is it generous, content, grateful, joyful? So as you examine your most recent financial transactions, look deeply into the reality of your heart. The wonderful news is that our hearts are not stuck. God is in the business of transforming them. He promises us in Ezekiel 11:19, and I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them, and I will take the heart of stone out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. So remember to use the heart mirror that God has given you, and remember that he's the author of true beauty, and God is in the business of transforming hearts. So I thought that was just a great reminder that money is, obviously something that God gives to us, but it can be used as a mirror, and it's a great opportunity to reexamine where we are. So, and I think we're all in need of that, including me.
Yeah. Yeah, the guidance and the wisdom, I think, from your kingdom, and this is something that can apply to all of us, Wade, and that's why I'm glad that you share that with us on these episodes. So appreciate you doing it once again with us here today. All right, let's close out this episode of the Money Night Podcast. As always, great to catch up with you, Wade. If you want to learn more about a backdoor Roth or have any questions for Wade and the team there at Chessman Wealth, again, log on chessmanwealth.com. Wade, have a good week. Hit them straight.
Okay.
The opinions voiced in Money Night with Wade Chessman are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Night are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.